What's up, aspiring and current houseplant parents? Welcome to the Indoor Jungle Podcast. I am Storm Shaw, here to bring you houseplant inspiration, tips on how to curate your indoor jungle on a budget, and other information about keeping those sweet green babies alive. What's up, everyone? It's been a long time since I've recorded an episode. And I might even sound slightly different to those with a discerning ear because I had a septoplasty or rhinoplasty or whatever. I fixed my nose so I can breathe finally when I sleep. And my wife is much happier because she can also sleep since I'm not mouth breathing through the night. So, yeah, today we're going to talk about winterizing your plants or just preparing them for the winter. So I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, but the Midwest. And the winter gets pretty brutal. I actually moved all of my plants inside back in October, but we find ourselves in December now, and it gets dark at like 5:30, and there's just less sunlight. There's, you know, it's colder, and everything's tougher. I got a lot of plants dropping leaves, a lot of yellow leaves, and it can be a scary time. So we're going to talk about kind of how to navigate keeping your plants happy through the winter. The winter can be a scary time for houseplant owners. A lot of the plants will have yellowing leaves, drop leaves. You're definitely going to see growth slow or stop completely. And one of the biggest mistakes I've made, and I know other people have made with houseplant care through the winter, is over care. Seeing the drooping leaves, seeing yellowing leaves, and panicking and thinking, oh, it must be dry, it must need to be watered, or oh, it's too wet, I need to do this, I need to repot it, it must need nutrients, etc. Whatever the case is. Being overly concerned with the plant can lead us to make choices in an attempt to care for them to actually stress them out. So the first thing I want to talk about on this episode is your watering, and two things are going to go into the watering that you might need to adjust through the winter. So the first is you need to cut back on the frequency of watering. So if you're watering weekly in the summer, you should probably cut back to every other week. I even have to cut back on some of my tropicals to every third week. So basically once a month I water. Some plants, it just kind of depends. You got to find what they can tolerate. So you got to cut it back, especially if you aren't keeping your house super warm through the winter, which I get. Natural gas is expensive right now in Kansas City, so we don't keep our house all that warm. We use a space heater in some rooms and stuff like that. So unless you're keeping your room at like a balmy 75 or higher, you're definitely going to want to cut back on the frequency of your watering, because a lot of them are fully dormant or at least just sluggish during this time of year. You also have to consider what types of plants you have, right? Like a cactus is completely different from a tropical. And a cactus is going to want even less water than it normally does than a tropical that typically likes to retain a slightly moist soil mixture. But those of you who make your own soil, you might consider your soil composition. How fast can it drain? Does it retain water? Things like that. I unfortunately live in a home that doesn't have a lot of great windows in terms of light conditions. So I also have to consider that, because they just get a whole lot less light during the winter. Cause it's, you know, only light for feels like 3 hours a day, basically, obviously exaggerating there, but anyway. So that's the first thing, is you've got to cut back on the frequency of watering. And I would say starting around mid to late October, once you move those plants inside, is when you really want to ease them into cutting it back. So if you were watering weekly and you were seeing growth, you need to start cutting back to every other week. And by the time mid-November sets in, if they're starting to drop leaves, then you want to cut back watering even a little bit more, because there is some natural leaf drop that will occur with a lot of plants come wintertime. They just are sort of cutting back and trying to maximize efficiency with the nutrients and everything like that. So if they are dropping leaves, don't panic. It doesn't mean you're necessarily doing something wrong, but it is definitely a sign that could indicate you need to cut back on how often you're watering. The second thing with water is you also have to decrease the amount they're giving. So I don't know if you measure the volume of water you're giving them. I tend to sort of eyeball it. Because in the summer and the spring, I usually give them a good soaking. I fill up a pitcher or a whatever those are called, the watering can. There we go. And give them a good soaking until they start to drain out the bottom if they have a drainage hole on a saucer. And then I get rid of the excess water once it's done draining. In the winter, you really don't want to do that. I cut back like 25%. I do a quarter less in the winter because it's just, like I said, the plants are dormant often and they're really prone to root rot and leaf drop. If you get them so wet, they still need the water to maintain, but they aren't doing growth. So they don't need excess water at all. And I really try not to keep a lot of my plants, even my tropicals, from staying moist, because that's when I start to see yellowing leaves and leaf drop. I did this year, unfortunately, with my fiddle leaf fig, my ficus lyrata. It got a little too wet too late in the year, and I lost about 5 leaves, and it used to be really full looking, and now it's a little haggard, which is unfortunate, but it's rallying, and I'm hoping come spring it'll start putting out some new leaves. So just basically you want to prevent the bottom of the pot from staying too wet, because as the roots continue to grow down, that's where you're prone to get root rot. So definitely don't water it too much. If you do water it and it is still draining out the bottom, then you want to make sure that you throw that water out, especially in the winter. Take the saucer, the drip pan, whatever you call it, dump that water out. I know in the spring and summer, a lot of people like to leave that water for a little bit of humidity, especially if you've got rocks or something in there, to keep the pot up and out of that water so it doesn't reabsorb back in through the drainage hole, but it creates a little humidity around the plant. You run the risk of keeping the bottom of the pot too wet. So you want to, we'll talk about humidity here in a little bit, in terms of increasing the humidity in the winter, because it just gets drier, especially here in the Midwest. So get rid of that standing water. If you normally leave it there, it's probably not helpful in the winter. So that's kind of the tips on watering. We'll talk next about light, what to do about light. All right. So lighting conditions are tricky where I'm at. Like I said, I have some, like north facing windows where a lot of my plants are, just the orientation of my house and where I can fit my plants, 'cause I have quite a few. A lot of them are around north facing windows, which aren't great for light, especially in the winter. And so I have invested in a few grow lights, that I've just hung on the bottom of a shelf that shines down on a majority of my plants to help increase. I use that in the summer and spring as well, and just make sure I monitor watering, because grow lights, especially during growing periods, can make your plant want more water. But again, a lot of these plants are dormant during the fall and winter. So, depending on your setup, you might have to consider how you want to approach light and exposure to that light. If you feel like your plants aren't getting enough light, which again can be seen in the drooping of leaves, can be seen in the yellowing of leaves, that it might not be an issue of water, it might be an issue of light and exposure to that light. So you might consider moving them, you know, closer to a window. Just be careful not to put them against the window, since it will be cold most likely, depending on where you live, and you don't want them against that cold glass. Or if your windows are drafty, like my house is built in the 1940s, and I need to go around the window and caulk in some of the gaps because there's slight little drafts from the window, and I have to be careful with that. Your plants really don't like those cold drafts, so move them closer to the window. Or like I said, you can go to Home Depot, get a grow light, or wherever you go, your local plant stores, etc. But a grow light has gone a long way for some of my plants. I also recommend rotating your plants throughout the winter. You should be doing that all the time so that it kind of gets even exposure and you don't get a lopsided plant, but definitely in the winter, rotate them. Rotate basically once a month, so you don't have to remember how often to do it or anything. It's just like set an alarm on your phone, first of the month, rotate them, and like a quarter turn, and keep doing that through the winter, and that will make a huge difference. So yeah, with the days being shorter and generally darker, your plants are gonna need a little bit of a boost of sunlight. So either find a better window, or like I brought some of my plants to my classroom where I teach, because it has much better light than my house. So I brought some in here to sort of have a sabbatical through the winter in my classroom, and the students love a little bit of greenery. So yeah, that's lighting conditions. You want to consider those as well when the darker winter months set in. Another thing you want to consider is feeding your plant. So fertilizing it is a common language that we use when talking about feeding plants. And winter is really not a time that you should be fertilizing. They don't want to be fed during this time. They're dormant. They're trying to chill. They're trying to maximize their efficiency during this time. And so fertilizer can actually stress it out. I know it might seem counterintuitive, but you want to hold off on fertilizer until the spring, when they start waking it up. When it gets warmer, the days are getting longer, more sunlight, your plant will sort of intuitively know, I need to start producing new foliage, put out some new growth, and that's when you can fertilize. I'll probably do a future episode on fertilizing your plants and different fertilizer mixtures and things you can use, both more chemically based and more naturally based, depending on your preference there. But yeah, for now, the winter, just cut back on it. They don't want to be fed. So save yourself the money, the trouble, and definitely the heartache of stressing your plants out and thinking you're doing the right thing by giving them more nutrients, but they can't process it. They just don't have the energy to absorb and process those. So at best, it will go wasted and just kind of sit there. At worst, it will actually stress your plant out and cause it to, you know, look unhealthy. The next thing I want to mention is repotting or transplanting. This one's tough for me because I actually, on the side around Kansas City, will do a repotting service for people. And it's a great little side hustle for me. But this is really a bad time of year to be thinking about repotting or transplanting, even if you've got root-bound plants, even if you've got plants that seem to be overgrowing their you know, their planter, their container. It's just not a good time. Really, like, you should have probably repotted those root-bound plants early fall, if that was kind of your last chance, I suppose. So it's kind of tricky, but I actually end up turning down some requests for repotting during this time and say I'll catch them in March when the weather starts to warm up. And it's way too stressful on it, on the plants. And so you want to wait spring, summer, like I said, maybe early fall, depending on where you live, are the best times to repot, but you got to be careful of that. So hold off on that, and come spring, you know, size up the planter, you know, by an inch or two at most, put some fresh soil in there, loosen up that root ball, and do it then, and you'll see an explosion of growth, but you don't want to do it right now. So no matter how tempting it is to think, oh man, it's looking sad, or oh, maybe it's root bound, hold off on repotting until it can actually tolerate that stress. It's actually kind of the opposite of like an outdoor tree, that you don't really want to trim outdoor trees in the summer, because they can't really tolerate the stress of losing a limb with the heat and the sun and everything. So that you kind of want to do that in the fall when they have excess storage of the roots of nutrients. But with houseplants, you want to hold off on stressing those things out until the spring. So hang tight and be patient. All right, so we've covered watering, we've covered light, fertilizer, and repotting. I also want to talk about heat, because you will naturally have more heat going in the winter than you would in springtime. Plants in the springtime and the summertime, when they are active and growing, they do like heat. That's why you put them outdoors, the warmth, etc. They tend to like it. But when they're in these cold months, you actually want to be careful of having them too near a heat source. So if you've got plants near a heating vent, that can stress the plant out. If you've got, you know, like I said earlier, I use a space heater in our living room. You got to be careful of having that space heater blast directly at the plants. Or if you've got a fireplace and you like to run that in the winter, be careful. That heat can lead to them kind of getting dried out and having leaves turn brown and get brittle and falling off. The heat just stresses them out because they are dormant. So be careful of heat. You also want to be careful of cold drafts. So if you've got plants near your front door and you know, as you open and close, or back door, open and close those, the cold is going to come in and they don't like that cold. So they want to stay at kind of just a nice neutral temperature of whatever you keep your house at, you know, 68 to 70 something degrees, just kind of steady without a blast of heat or a blast of cold that is really tough on them through the winter. They don't mind being a little cooler at night though. Plants are used to that drop in temperature. Even tropicals, like at night, even tropical locations, temperature drops a little bit, so they can tolerate that. Even like down to 45 degrees. I know that's not ideal for like a fiddly fig, for example. They like to stay above 50, but a lot of plants can tolerate. So if you do set your thermostat to, you know, like mid 60s or something at night, because you like to sleep in a cooler situation, that is perfectly fine. The plants will be fine. It's just about those blasts of extreme temperatures that they don't tolerate well. So next I want to cover a little bit, I mentioned earlier, humidity. You can get away with leaving some water in the saucer in the spring and summer to create a little bit of a humid environment. But that's because of the, we'll say, vulnerability of the plant in the winter, or the just potential for root rot. You don't want to do that so much, but you do need to boost the humidity in your house, because the winter, especially in the Midwest, gets really dry. So you can simply do that with a spray bottle, you know, like a cleaning spray bottle, obviously emptied out and just with water in there. You can do it like once or twice a week in the morning, mist around the plants, and be careful not to like drench the plants, because you don't want to cause a fungus or some other issue, but kind of just mist around the plants, I would say morning and night, to increase that humidity. You could, and I think this is a better solution because it keeps the plants truly humid without getting them drenched, is a couple small humidifiers near your plants. You don't have to get a huge one, but run them, you know, every other day, basically, just to increase the humidity in the home. And especially in Kansas City where I'm at, that just helps with like me as a human too. My skin gets really dry. And so increasingly humidity can help fight off that winter dryness for the plants and for you as the owner. So with humidity also, I mentioned the pebbles in the water. If you are really bad about draining those saucers, this is an okay solution, not an ideal solution, but an okay solution in the winter, where if you water it and it drains and you don't like to empty those saucers, at least having the pebbles in there will allow the water to stay in there, give some separation from the plant, the drainage hole, so that the water's not going back up into the plant. And as that water naturally sort of evaporates, it's going to, go up around the plant and increase humidity. So really consider how can you, without soaking the foliage so you don't get fungal issues, how can you increase your humidity throughout the winter to keep your plants happy? All right, so those are my quick tips for how to navigate this winter and keep your plants happy so that they don't all die and you can survive until spring so that they all put out new growth and get bigger and look beautiful. And I encourage you to try all of those things that I mentioned. And I wish you the best. If you have questions about specific plants or specific situations, then you can message me on Instagram at plantdaddykc, and I would be happy to give you some free responses for some plant care if you want specifics about a certain kind of plant. Otherwise, good luck. I hope all of your plants make it. And sometimes the best option in the winter is to be a little more hands-off and trust your plants to signal when they do need water, they need more light, etc. So if you have questions, reach out. Otherwise, good luck and happy holidays. I'll probably put out a new episode sometime in January after this. I'm going to try to get back on publishing some episodes consistently. So happy planting and stay warm out there. And the last pointer I want to give you today when it comes to winterizing your houseplants is to consider cleaning. So actually cleaning off the leaves of your plants during this time. I recommend doing this, year round, but basically with your heater running more often, there can be more dust blowing around the house through this time of year. And your plant's leaves actually are what do the respiration for the plant. Help them breathe, and dust can prevent this. It can also prevent them from adequately absorbing light, which, as I mentioned earlier, light is at a premium during this time because it's hard to get enough of it. So you really want to make sure that you clean off your plant's leaves at least once. I would say once a month, probably. Take a damp cloth, and you could spray the cloth down, basically get it damp, get it moist. Kind of put your hand underneath the leaf to support it, and then gently wipe the top, and then switch and do the bottom. Basically just get that dust off the foliage so it can breathe better, through the winter as it is, dormant, and it will also make your plant look better. I would recommend staying away from any sort of leaf shine. I don't know. They sell it out there. You can spray it on there. It makes your leaves look shiny and pretty. But a lot of that stuff can actually sort of clog up your plant's pores, so to speak, and keep them from breathing well. So clean the leaves once a month as that dust is blowing around through your furnace, if you've got central heat especially. But generally speaking, plants collect dust more than you realize. And so wipe those off. You'll notice the leaves look better when you do that, and it is the added benefit of it's going to help them breathe through the winter in their dormant state, which is important as well. So make sure you are cleaning them.